Hello, everyone, and welcome to RICS Monitor, the quarterly podcast series that tracks sentiment toward real estate across the globe. I'm Laura Kalugar, senior editor with Commercial Property Executive. The Royal Institution of Chartered Surveyors in London has just released its fourth quarter Global Commercial Property Monitor, so we now have a full picture of how commercial real estate sentiment performed in 2023. As usual, senior economist Tarun Parsons is here to reveal all about the trends emerging from the organization's latest survey. Hi, Tarun. Thank you for making the time to do this.
Hi, Laura.
So commercial property real estate sentiment seems to have frozen, basically. There's not been much improvement since we last spoke, with your latest research confirming that CRE sentiment has not seen a significant change since the middle of 2022, in fact. Tell us more about the general feedback you received late last year. Should we expect economic uncertainty to continue?
Yeah, the latest results from the survey, you know, they are still quite subdued or cautious, and that is the case in a lot of the markets that we cover. So there isn't really any sign of a meaningful improvement in momentum as yet. And if you look back over the course of 2023, it certainly was a challenging year for the market in many respects. So that's not to say that there aren't any reasons to be at least somewhat more optimistic with regards to the outlook for the year ahead. But current conditions, so trends in investment demand, for commercial real estate in particular, they haven't shown any real signs of recovery at this point in time. Now, you could say the picture hasn't deteriorated any further, so we should now be past the worst, provided there aren't any major unexpected economic shocks. But at this stage still, overall market sentiment is relatively subdued.
And what can you tell us about credit conditions throughout the world? Have they stabilized in any region?
Yes, so having said all of that, probably the most promising aspect or development coming through over the past quarter was quite a significant turnaround in interest rate expectations. So we have the Federal Reserve is now anticipated, in the eyes of financial markets at least, to begin easing policy before the middle of this year. You've got the European Central Bank expected to begin cutting rates potentially in April, and then market expectations when the Bank of England will begin reducing policy rates have also been brought forward. So now, of course, until that actually happens, you can't guarantee anything. But I think the mood around the interest rate outlook has clearly shifted in recent months. And that has been reflected in our metric capturing credit conditions. So whereas throughout much of last year, we were getting very deeply negative numbers, meaning credit conditions were tightening and borrowing becoming less accessible. These numbers have really stabilized during Q4. And if they then begin to improve going forward, that will undoubtedly provide some support to commercial real estate markets in the coming year.
You mentioned a few minutes ago that the worst might be behind us, but in what stage of the property cycle do most respondents see the real estate market now, and what is influencing their views?
So we've seen a very gradual shift in, I think, what you could be described in, a move towards a slightly more favourable direction regarding the property cycle. So although the largest share of respondents globally still feel the overall market is in a downturn, that proportion has moderated slightly now in three consecutive reports. And alongside this, the share of our contributors that's, who sense that the market has reached this kind of floor or the bottom, that's close to one quarter now. So that's up from only 14% a couple of quarters ago. So we're talking very gradual moves here, but I think perceptions are slowly moving in a direction that suggests the worst, as I said, could now be behind us. So I think this idea that we've reached the bottom of the cycle is especially prevalent in markets such as the United States. You can see it coming through in the UK as well. But perhaps parts of Europe are still trailing that slightly. And I still think that credit condition story is a big reason as to why we see that gradual movement.
Mm-hmm. Your latest report found that occupier demand remains firmer than the investment market. Why is that? And do you expect this pattern to continue in the first part of 2024?
Yeah, so the main reason is just due to the more immediate impact that the rise in interest rates or borrowing costs the more immediate impact that has on investment demand. So obviously borrowing or lending is involved in a significant kind of chunk of commercial real estate investment or purchases, and higher interest rates are going to directly alter the investment landscape in that regard. Also, higher interest rates means higher bond yields, and that affects the relative value of commercial property as well. So the rise in bond yields has caused a fall in capital values, and I think the uncertainty around the outlook for capital values is probably continuing to dissuade some investors as well. But then on the occupier side, well, that's mainly affected by the broader economy, and although trends in that regard have been they've been sluggish, but most nations have avoided recessions or these kind of prolonged recessions, and labour markets are reasonably solid still. So the recent conditions that we have, macroeconomic conditions, they have caused some weakening in tenant demand, but it hasn't been to the same extent as investment or buyer demand.
Can you please expand on global capital value projections for the next 12 months? There haven't been significant changes from the previous quarter, have there?
No, so globally, capital value projections for the kind of traditional mainstream sectors, they're still mixed. It's really only the prime industrial sector that is expected to see a rise in values over the coming year. So alongside this, the outlook is now largely flat for prime retail, though that is something of an improvement compared to a more pessimistic view this time last year. And then you have expectations for prime office values, which are marginally negative at this stage, and they haven't really shown much improvement during Q4. And I think the same can be said for perhaps secondary industrial assets, so marginally negative capital value projections in both instances. But where much of the weakness continues to stem, it's really from secondary office and retail markets. So our respondents still envisage quite steep declines in values for those properties over the year to come. And then in contrast to this, we have a whole host of more alternative sectors that are anticipated to see an uplift in capital values, particularly data centres, aged care facilities, student housing. You could also say life sciences in some markets, at least a very solid category in terms of expectations. And then we also have multifamily residential and hotels, where expectations for the year ahead are very slightly positive. So a real contrast depending on what sectors you look at, but a big chunk of the mainstream market still have quite a pessimistic view for the next 12 months.
Mm-hmm. Looking at each region separately, things look more interesting. For example, in APAC, India and Malaysia, to a certain extent, seem to defy the rest of the region. How do CRE players in the APAC region view their commercial real estate markets?
Yes, this is variable depending on where you look across the region. Say it's still India where sentiment is most upbeat, or even say buoyant at this stage. Very solid demand conditions again being reported in India. That's making it not just one of the strongest markets in Asia Pacific, but also on a global comparison. And then Malaysia, also very positive feedback, and that's been the case for a few quarters now. And it does follow a really difficult stretch of results for across the nation before then. So I think this bright spell for Malaysia is certainly worth noting. Some of the larger markets, though, Japan, Australia, they are quite flat now. Maybe you could say that they are beginning to see some slight recovery in demand, particularly on the occupier side, but still generally quite lackluster. But it is really, once again, China that is weighing most heavily on the regional average picture. And in fact, the latest results are even more downbeat than in the preceding quarter. So clearly a very challenging picture across the commercial real estate market in China. All mainstream sectors there are now anticipated to see a decline in capital values in the year to come. And obviously that has a huge bearing on where the regional aggregates stand.
Mm-hmm. Before moving on to the next region, I'd like to know what your take is on India's growth and how its economy compares to China's, because lately there have been multiple headlines about how India's poised to overtake China to become the world's most populous country. Meanwhile, China's population is aging and its birth rate is falling. Does a population decline spell economic decline? What is your take on the India-China topic?
Yeah, well, I mean, population growth is a significant driver of headline GDP growth. That doesn't mean that, the benefits of this growth are always equitably distributed among the population. But if you place importance on headline GDP numbers, which of course many people do, then population is a key driver of that. And in the absence of population growth, or when this growth slows, you're then more dependent on kind of productivity improvements to drive any uplift in GDP. And those types of gains, whilst they are potentially more valuable long term, I think they're more difficult to produce. They require technological or knowledge advancements, so they're not quite so simple. And I think, of course, China isn't unique in seeing birth rates falling. It's happened in Japan, it's evident in the United States and much of Europe for that matter. But the extent of the decline is striking in China. And also, another difference is it's occurring at a very different stage of economic development. So, whereas the overall size of the Chinese economy is vast, if you divide this up by the number of people, well, then it doesn't look kind of particularly affluent on average. So, it ranks 72nd out of all countries on that metric. So, it does pose a challenge, and it is going to affect overall growth. And if the differences in birth rates were to be sustained, although you do need to factor in immigration into this as well, but if they were sustained, India with a much higher birth rate would likely eventually overtake China. But of course, the future is not so easy to predict. But I should add that even in India, the current rate is estimated to be marginally below a population replacement. So it's a real global phenomenon outside, away from parts of Africa and Asia. It's happening in a lot of places, but China is especially striking.
Meanwhile, going back to our regions, sentiment across Europe remains largely downbeat, as you said at the beginning of our conversation. What can you tell us about occupier and investor sentiment across this region? Are there any countries that stand out, be it in a positive or negative way?
Oh yeah. Europe is still the weakest region on average, according to our feedback. And that is generally in keeping with the, at best, sluggish momentum behind general economic activity across most parts of the continent at this stage. I think France and Germany stand out, some of the large markets that are really still struggling. Widespread declines are still expected regarding rents and capital values over the near term. I'd point out that the UK seems to have stabilized a little bit more than most European markets during Q4, and without wanting to go overboard, because there is still a lot of caution. I think the easing in inflation across the UK of late, given how much more intense those pressures have been compared to elsewhere, I think that has come as a relief, and that should support the market in the UK going forward, at least to a certain extent. And then you do have some smaller markets like Portugal and Cyprus that they're not performing so badly in terms of when you compare them with the regional average picture, so much less subdued in some of the smaller markets.
One region where the clouds aren't that gray is the Middle East and Africa. Both occupier and investor sentiment continue to improve in this region in the last quarter of 2023. So what should we expect going forward?
Yeah, still very much a contrasting picture with regards to commercial real estate trends in the Middle East and Africa compared to the global landscape. So really continued strength is still visible across pretty much all of the metrics that we track. And in fact, 12-month capital value expectations were upgraded further during Q4. So no signs as yet of the market slowing down across the region. It's Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates that are, of course, significant drivers of this overall positive outlook, and they continue to see really strong growth in investment demand, and international capital allocations also are still on the rise, perhaps as investors globally are looking for solid returns in the absence of opportunities elsewhere in the world. So eventually you would expect to see those markets lose a little bit of steam, but for now, I think the outlook for 2024 appears clearly positive, and the region is set to continue to outperform all others over the year to come.
And the last region we're going to touch on, as usual, is North America. Any improvement here? How does the US compare to Canada when it comes to CRE sentiment?
I would say there are small pockets of improvement that can be kind of taken from the results, even if the headline sentiment readings, they're not all that changed compared with last quarter. But in the United States, I think the retail sector appears to be staging a bit of a recovery. So at the time being, that's focused on prime retail as opposed to kind of secondary stock. But the rental growth projections are actually at their strongest since 2016 for prime retail. Now, of course, that follows a really difficult spell, a prolonged period of decline in recent years. But that little resurgence, I think, is something worth picking out in the Q4 results. For Canada, I think demand appears to be recovering on the occupier side of the market for the industrial and retail sectors. A little bit more patchy regarding investment trends, but overall, the negativity in capital value projections that was present this time last year, that has diminished. So expectations are much flatter now at this kind of all sector average level. So that's worth noting. I think in both nations, though, the office sector remains clearly under pressure and continues to suffer a fall in demand from both occupiers and investors. So very much coming out as the weakest sector in both nations.
Overall, many industry specialists expect this year to be another difficult one for commercial real estate, at least in the first half. What aspects should we keep an eye on? What do you expect for CRE performance in 2024?
I would tend to agree that the coming year will still be challenging, but given how troubled last year was, I would expect 2024 to be a bit better and to see a modest recovery come through, even if overall levels of investment are still quite weak when judged on a longer term historical comparison. So I would expect a recovery. I think the changing of the interest rate outlook, that's a big or key development, and that's come through now, and that is going to provide support. Of course, the task of controlling inflation isn't completely over, and any unwelcome developments on that front could derail any recovery. And also, right, there are still many kind of structural longer term issues affecting the market. So offices and parts of retail are likely to remain weak regardless of the economic climate. But in their place, alternative asset classes such as data centers, life sciences in some markets, they could offer more kind of dependable returns. And also housing markets of late, they also appear to have, in some nations, to have turned a corner. That could feed into better growth potential for capital values for multifamily over the year ahead in some of the more developed markets. So overall, I think a modest or gentle recovery for the market next year. That would be my central view. But within that, there are going to be pockets of strength and, of course, continued areas of weakness.
Thank you, Tarant. I look forward to our chat next quarter.
Thank you.
Thank you all for listening. Don't forget to check the CP website regularly for the latest news, feature stories, and podcasts. Now you can also share your own voice with our audience. CPE recently launched the CPE Executive Council, a platform dedicated to CRE leaders who want to stay in touch with each other and discuss trends and issues affecting the real estate industry. All these valuable insights are regularly posted on our website. So if you're interested in having your voice heard, please get in touch with Editor-in-Chief Jessica Fuhr at jessica.fuhr@cpe-mhn.com. Till next time.